Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hi.
We were just having our pre-podcast sports. We have a sports podcast that we do that doesn't get recorded.
It's just us bitching.
It's us bitching about sports.
Yes. So here's some non-sports news. Okay. I guess it's kind of a sports, maybe a hobby. A very famous person died this week, but I didn't see a lot of news stories about her. Her name is Cynthia Albritton. And she is the woman who plastered a lot of famous rock musicians' penises.
She's an icon.
Yeah, she died this week.
What's her name again?
Cynthia Albritton. Her name is Cynthia Plaster Caster. That's right. How she's known for her art. She described herself as being a recovering groupie, and she took plaster casts of many of the top musicians' erect penises and other body parts back in the day. She had a long illness, so we don't know what that was, and she was 74 years old. Her collection included Jimi Hendrix, Wayne Kramer of MC5, Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks, Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys. She also did female breasts. She did Sally Timms of the Mekons, Peaches, Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So she expanded beyond hard cocks as a good artist does. I think that's a really cool thing to be known for.
Yeah. I mean, imagine the stories she must have.
Yeah. Like, I think there is a documentary about her, but I would love to know the whole process, like who gets them hard.
Well, I know.
Oh, you do?
Well, because...
Well, it might change for each person.
When I was 10 years old, there was an episode of Real Sex on HBO.
about her or just plaster dick things?
About plastering dicks and pussies. There was this episode... Email us if you remember this episode of Real Sex from the mid-90s. It was like porn stars plastering and making molds of their dicks and pussies.
Yeah.
For rubber dicks and pussies.
But you don't know how she did it.
I don't know how she did it. I'm just saying I have watched the process happen.
Oh, I've seen that too. But they got themselves hard probably.
No, they had a fluffer on set.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
For the dicks.
For the dicks, yeah.
Oh.
And because it was real sex, I'm sure they went a little overboard and like...
Well, I bet you in the 70s, what started off as sort of fun turned into a more professional endeavor.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe the first few she did were sort of like part of, hey, we're fucking at my studio.
Right.
Can I take a plaster cast of your dick?
That's hot.
Yeah. I think that it sounds, I bet you there's a lot of technique involved because you don't want to get a hair stuck in right. that plaster.
No.
Right?
That would be painful if it ripped out.
Absolutely. I don't know much about this story, but the headline seemed very cute to me. A cookie-stealing bear keeps finding his way back to an Italian town.
Is this Food and Wine?
Yes, it is. This bear breaks into a local bakery and steals cookies. His name, they started calling him Juan Carrito. I don't know if that name has any meaning. Let's see. So last November, this woman's husband called from her bakery, the couple run in Roccarosso, Italy, and she heard 7 words that she could have never expected. I was at home expecting him for dinner. He called. He said, Marina, there's a bear in the bakery. My first response was, have you been drinking? He wasn't. There was a large Marsican brown bear inside their bakery called Dolci Momenti. That sounds good. I bet you has like those little amaretto cookies.
And those like pinola cookies.
Or the 3 layers. The yeah. red. Oh, I want one of those.
I want some Italian cookies right now.
We need to go to, what's it called? Ruli.
Well, yeah. When we drive up north.
Yeah, let's go now. We'll be there by morning.
Yeah.
So apparently the bear smelled these cookies wafting down the street. They were out on a table. Classic move where you're airing them out.
And they can see the scent lines.
They can see the scent lines coming through the fucking open window.
Right.
What's a bear to do? This bear is only 2 years old.
Aww.
This is a ski resort town. So, yeah, they're trying to get this bear. I don't think they're going to harm the bear. I mean, he's pretty innocent in this whole thing, in my opinion.
He just wanted cookies.
Yeah. But they thought that he finally left because he had been captured and sent to a nature sanctuary. But somehow he got back to get these cookies. I mean, it's if they're not making an ad about this, I don't know what they're doing, because this is a perfect. They actually had to put bear-proof bars on the windows. I mean, I think they should do something with this to market their bakery.
Well, we'll go to this bakery if we're ever in
Italy.
No. I know it was Italy. I wanted to know.
Roccasario?
Roccasario.
Something like that.
We don't even know what part of Italy is.
Look, we want to go all over.
I want to go all over Italy specifically.
Me too.
And neither of us have been to Italy.
No. And I bet you the food is really good.
I'm sure it's very good.
So this headline got my eye. This is from HuffPost. Ecology professor theorizes that the Loch Ness Monster may just be a whale penis.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So this is
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're referring to that grainy photo that we all know.
With the big, long thing.
It looks like a brontosaurus head sticking out of the water.
Yes. That's Nessie. Or is it? It's P-Nessie. It's whale P-Nessie. So he said that there's a lot of these sea monster stories reported by explorers and what they call tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water. But while many observers may have believed these appendages breaking the surface might be part of something bigger, something sinister lurking beneath, Sweet said that in many cases, it was just whale dicks. Cock Ness Monster.
That's what I'm calling the episode.
Oh, good. That's good.
I like when I come up with the name of the mini episode in the middle of the episode, because that's honestly... If you've ever noticed an episode is late, sometimes it's because I've lost my mind trying to come up with a dumb title.
And she texts me and I just am like, I'm going to pretend I'm not, I didn't see that. I don't know. I have no idea.
So they think this is a whale cock.
That's what this guy thinks. No one else is seeing that. People have said they think it's a giant eel. One local man claimed it was a giant catfish. This guy, he's coming out of the pack. He's coming out strong.
Does he think that the whale is lying on his back with a curved boner? Is that what he thinks?
Well, he says, okay, he says whales often mate in groups. So while one male is busy with the females, the other male just pops his dick out of the water while swimming around waiting for his turn. Everyone's got to have a bit of fun. So while one female whale is typically paired with the primary male, a group of males will try to fight for the right to overthrow that guy and mate the woman next, or not the woman, but the whale. That's me. Hey boys, which whale is next? So I guess that they're just floating around on their backs with their dicks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, maybe they are. They're waiting for their turn. No idea. So yeah, there's some paranormal news for you. Now we got sent. Oh, I saw this online, and then I think someone may have sent it to us. Look. Change the sign. We're back to 0 days since the last shit stories have been on our mini episode. It's been a while. A woman has been rescued after falling in an outhouse toilet trying to get her phone. All of our nightmares.
Oh my God.
So a woman accidentally dropped her cell phone into the hole of an outhouse in a national forest and fell in while trying to retrieve it. She had to be rescued by firefighters, and this happened in Washington State.
Well, here's her first problem. Here's the first problem.
Going into a national forest.
No. Her first mistake is that once she dropped the phone into the outhouse, she tried to get it. Because once you drop your phone into an outhouse, it's over. It's done. You get a new phone.
That's what I would do.
I'm not touching that phone again.
Yeah. So she basically what happened, she went into this outhouse. She was on Mount Walker in Olympic National Forest. This is northwest of Seattle. And she's in this toilet thing using her phone when she dropped it. Now, she said she disassembled the toilet seat and used dog leashes to try and get the phone.
Oh, my God.
Eventually using the leashes to tie herself off as she reached for it. Wait, what the fuck, woman?
So she, like, made a harness?
I think so. She tied herself off to lean down in. Why would you ever... I mean, I know phones are expensive, but this would definitely be like where I'm like, I'm going to cut my losses.
Absolutely.
And suffer the consequences.
Do we have a picture of this woman?
Why, you think she would ever let a picture of her be taken? Come on. No, I don't see one in this news story. So obviously this effort failed and she fell into the toilet head first. The firefighter said, those harnesses didn't work very well. And she went in. Thank you for clearing that up. She was alone and tried to get out for 10 to 15 minutes. I mean, luckily she had her phone down there. She did get her phone and she called 911. That must be a mess, honestly, right? That's like when I'm eating and I smear sour cream on my phone or something. But this is like toilet stuff.
Ew.
So firefighters were nearby and they stood to reach the harness. They tried to pull her out of the, they call it a vault. I don't know what that means. She was uninjured, but obviously incredibly embarrassed. She was washed down and strongly encouraged to seek medical attention after being exposed to human waste.
Oh.
But she only wanted to leave. He said, I've been doing this for 40 years, and that was a first. I like how fast she needed to get out of there. No word on if her phone had to be packed into a bag of rice.
Oh.
Does that get shit out? Human waste. Okay, another HuffPost story. Florida bride caterer arrested after pot lasagna allegedly sickens wedding guest. What the F?
Okay.
So,
wow.
A Florida bride and her caterer arrested for allegedly lacing their lasagna with marijuana during a wedding. The bride and her caterer are both facing charges of tampering. Yeah, you can't like give people marijuana. The caterer owns...
You can't give people drugs if they didn't ask to be given drugs.
Especially like this, because you know that shit is way too strong. Do you know what I mean? Like edible stuff is like...
always, yeah.
I mean, that's the only way you could give it to someone without their knowing. So this caterer is a holistic chef, according to her website. But that doesn't seem holistic.
This doesn't seem very holistic.
The wedding was attended by 30 to 40 guests. It took place in Longwood, Florida. Deputies showed up on the scene. They spoke to a male guest who requested an ambulance because he was feeling weird and said that he felt like he had, quote, drugs inside him. A lot of people felt sick and were experiencing being high and stoned. There were multiple items at the ceremony, including chocolate-covered strawberries, cookies, brownies, pudding shots, and a handful of lasagna. That was what had the pot in it.
Just the lasagna.
Yeah. And there was a piece of bread also that tested positive for THC.
This bride sucks.
Why would you do this at your wedding?
What a rude bitch.
Very rude.
Like, there's nothing wrong if you want to get high.
But have pot lasagna. But everyone should be aware of it.
Yeah. Like, you should put a label on it. Hey, this lasagna has weed in it.
It's not oregano.
It has weed in it and you will get very high. What a bitch.
Now, we mentioned a few weeks ago that Sherry Papini had basically admitted to all of her faking her kidnapping. This was a pretty big case in 2016. Her husband now has filed for divorce and seeking custody of the couple's two children. Of course he is.
Yeah.
She's 39 years old. She pled guilty to mail fraud and making false statements, etc. So now the husband is like, goodbye. She says she's in treatment for anxiety, depression, PTSD, etc. I mean, she clearly is. She has some things going on. I'm not quite sure what.
She's a mess.
But you can't do that. And Keith Papini said that his wife was not acting in a rational manner during this. So yeah, that case just keeps on going. I might try to do it for my mystery this month. Just do the whole case.
I would like that because I honestly don't know too much about this case.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of doing that. I have to get it together, obviously.
For Patreon.
Yes. That'll be our mystery this month. So yeah, that's all our stories.
If there's ever a non-Hollywood case that you want to hear about, we often do them on our Patreon.
Yeah.
That's a good place to hear them is our Patreon.
Right. If you have a case you want to hear, especially if it's particularly gruesome or mysterious or whatever, I mean, we're pretty loose.
Yeah.
That's where we kind of do those cases. So yeah. Check them out.
We've talked about all kinds of stuff. We did a whole episode about people being buried alive.
And we did an episode
about cannibalism too.
Yeah. So there's lots of gory, juicy stuff there. Weird stories.
We have a lot of weird stories on
okay.
Patreon.
Okay. We'll be back.
Okay.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. That's rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene.
Desi, I watched a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh.
That I didn't even tell you about because we didn't have a mini episode last week.
No. So now we got to catch up.
First of all, a few weeks ago, I watched Moonfall.
Oh, I watched Moonfall.
I loved it. I loved it. And here's why I love it. Because they left it open for a sequel.
The funny thing about Moonfall, I think I would have enjoyed it more if it was like 50% stupider.
It's pretty stupid.
It's pretty stupid, but they tried to be smart. Sometimes the science, I'm like, what? Can you just make it stupid? Like they tried to make it sound real though. Do you know what I'm saying? No, I liked it too. I think I watched it twice because I fell asleep once and then I rewatched it again.
I really liked how in like the last half of it or the last part of it, where it just completely goes in this other insane fucking direction.
I know. I was like, no, this is about the moon falling. What is this
right.
2001 nonsense happening? No, I mean, I like Moonfall. I mean, you're right. It is set up to be a sequel, which will be funny. I mean, it's just, it's not what I thought it was.
Right.
When I heard Moonfall, I thought it was more of a traditional disaster movie.
Which there is a lot of great disaster sequences.
Yes. But it has this whole other element that, as far as I know, has never been in any of the advertising.
No, but that's why I was like so pumped. Because I was like, what is even happening right now?
No, it was completely shocking. I that's what happened the first time I saw it, actually. I fell asleep. And then I woke up where that section had started and the little child was talking. And I was like, am I dreaming? Like, I honestly didn't. Like, and then I woke up the next day and I was like, did that happen? Like, I couldn't. It was so off that I actually thought I had dreamt it or that I was in a fever dream or something. And then I just had to rewatch it. And then I was like, oh no, that was what happened.
I loved it. So then I started. Okay, we talked about Better Call Saul on Patreon at length, right. So we don't need to talk about that here, but needless to say, both of us are watching Better Call Saul. It's the final season.
By the way, can I say one thing? It's sort of related to Better Call Saul. I did some more research, and they did the Irishman special effects on Bob Odenkirk to make him look younger.
Oh,
They didn't do it as extreme, obviously, right. As the Irishman, but they did like smooth out wrinkles and stuff to make him look younger.
I want that.
Seriously. I was like, how do you do that? Did you show the star of the show?
So, okay. So after, obviously, like, it's a week-to-week show, so I can't just binge it. So Brendan and I had to find a new show to binge. So the first new show we found to binge, which we could only binge three episodes because it's a new show, it's with Josh Brolin and...
Oh, I saw something about this.
Okay, because I really wanted to watch, like, something kind of Western, but I couldn't get into Yellowstone when I tried to watch it. So then I saw that Josh Brolin was doing this kind of Western-looking show, but it's also, like, aliens.
Oh.
Or, like, something...
What's it called?
Outer Range. Like Home on the Range.
Is it an Amazon show?
It's on Amazon. And we got pretty hooked on it.
Okay.
It's good. It involves, like, a massive, gaping, mysterious hole.
Ooh.
And Lily Tomlin's in it.
Okay.
I like it.
I just saw something about this, and I was like, is he in Yellowstone? Because I didn't know what it was. I just saw him in a cowboy hat or something.
It's a totally other thing. The other thing that we started watching, which I'm really enjoying, is called From. One of our listeners asked me if I had seen this, and I said, no, I haven't. But I started watching it. And first of all, you have to know going into it, I think it's by one of the creators of Lost. So it's got that vibe going on. It's a very mysterious show. It's not network, so there's like cussing and the violence in it is pretty gruesome, which is cool. But it definitely has that Lost vibe where you're like, what does this mean? What is going on?
What is this on?
Okay. Now that's part of the story.
Oh.
So just listen. just listen. So I find it on Amazon. We watch the first like two episodes or three episodes, and then it's like, you have to pay for this. So I was like, well, I have to pay for this.
What?
And then I realized, oh, this is on Epix. So now I'm the proud subscriber of yet another streaming service.
Oh my God.
Epix, just so I can watch
this
show.
I already have Epix.
Well, Desi, you got to watch this show.
Because I bought it because I saw Adrian Brody. I follow him on Instagram. And he's like, check out my new show on Epix. And I was
he's on that?
No, it's a different show he's on. And I was like, okay. Like, he's going to be my boyfriend now. And I, of course, I started watching it. I never watch it. Every month, I'm like, oh, I need to get rid of Epix. But now I'll keep it.
Now you can keep it. The other, I'm sorry, I have one more show that we did watch a lot of, which I really liked the first season, but the second season lost me. And I think the reason the second season lost me is because this show, in my opinion, should have just been a miniseries. Because I don't know where else they're going to go.
Okay.
It's called Servant. M. Night Shyamalan is directing. Oh. But he's not writing, so it's automatically, it's a little better. But it still has his directing style, which I do like.
I heard about this show, but I don't have no idea what it's about.
Lauren Ambrose is in it.
Oh, I love her.
And she's fantastic. She's great. And it's a really creepy, weird show that also has some funny moments in it. And it's just like about this weird family who like hires this like housekeeper lady. I don't know. That's all I can say about it. I really enjoyed the first season. I'm not as into the second season.
Okay. I'm gonna put those down.
Put down. I really am curious about your opinion on all three of those shows.
Especially From, because then it will be make my Epix subscriptions. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to watch From because it's really weird.
Okay.
I like it. I'm enjoying it.
I haven't watched anything except for Better Call Saul. That's the only thing I watch now. I'm on.
Good.
I'm almost done with season four.
Ooh.
So I only have, I should slow down.
Season four, there's a moment in season four, if I'm recalling correctly, that just breaks your heart. It's just so sad.
I wonder if it happened yet.
Probably not.
Okay. Is it at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just one of those, like, I mean, it's just, it's like a very classic that universe moment where you're just like, well, that's what happens.
Okay. I'm curious.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm like, what if I've seen it already and it didn't register with me? I'm a sociopath.
That's possible. Anyway, yeah, I'm really excited for you. I'm sad that you will eventually get caught up and then have to suffer what I've been suffering through is waiting week to week.
The other thing is my friend put up Ambulance on the his like movie server. So I'm going to watch that too soon.
Wow.
Ambulance.
I with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah, it's a Michael Bay movie.
It looks really stupid, so I'm excited. I'll watch it soon, I hope.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Where did you see Moonfall? Is that playing on streaming now?
Dude, I paid $20 to rent it. Actually, I own it. I own it. I bought it.
So it came out fast. I mean,
yeah.
I guess it was out like a month and a half ago or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I bought it. Well, I needed to see it.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait another day.
No, it's good. So, food.
Did we talk about Mother Wolf?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
I was sick last week.
Yeah.
So we went to Mother Wolf.
Yeah.
That's right. Because we went to Mother Wolf that week.
Right.
That was before I got sick.
What did we eat?
What didn't we eat?
We had squash blossoms.
Fried squash blossoms, fried artichokes, rice balls.
We had a lot of fried appetizers.
What was that other appetizer we got? Because I know we got four. Right.
Shrimp.
Oh, the shrimp.
Ooh,
with
the
a
shrimp
salsa verde.
Good.
Then we got really good pasta, rigatoni with an oxtail ragu. We got a cacio e pepe. And then we got dessert.
We got two desserts.
Chocolate budino and a big old pussy puff, a big cream puff with whipped cream and strawberries.
It's one of those like choux pastries that's stuffed with cream. So it looks like a giant cream pie pussy.
Yeah. And then there was really good strawberries. I actually want to go to Oxnard and pick strawberries.
You do?
Is that weird?
I'll go with you.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Let's do
it. I want really good strawberries.
I do too.
Also, I'm thinking about trying to go to the farmer's market this week because I really want good fruit.
Okay, I'll go with you to the farmer's market.
Which one do you want to go to?
I don't know. Do you ever want to go to the one here in Echo Park?
There is one.
Yeah, but it might be more of like, I feel like it's like in the afternoon. Or the night.
I don't know what the good farmer's markets are. There's two by me, but they're more east side. There's one in South Pasadena that's very cute. And then there's a huge one in Pasadena somewhere. But I'm sure there's...
I'll go to whatever farmer's market with you.
The Pasadena one is really big. It's by like some school.
I used to go to the Hollywood one.
Yeah. And I know there's some like... I mean, the Santa Monica one, I'm not going to that. That's too far.
No way.
I think there's a bunch. I just don't know. I'm not on the farmer market scene. Like, I don't know which ones are the good ones.
Ugh, my mom would wake us up every Sunday morning at like 8 a.m. when I was a kid, and we'd go to the farmer's market every week, and I hated it because it was like, why am I getting up early on a Sunday morning?
Well, getting up early.
And then there was that clown there. I've talked about this clown before that scared me.
And yeah, so you're getting up early being tortured.
I got up early to be terrorized by the clown who used to work at the Marin County Civic Center farmer's market. Let me know if you remember that clown.
I started following this Instagram account that has like a lot of good salads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, I need to get like really good vegetables to make these pop.
Right.
I want these salads to be good.
I've been eating a lot of vegetables this week.
I feel like I need to eat a lot of vegetables and
I've been
fruit.
Doing that
so,
this
but
week.
I want really good quality.
Yeah.
And I really love strawberries, but there's no good strawberries at any store. You need to go to the farmer's market to get the nice,
sweet.
Juicy, sweet strawberries.
Yeah.
Like the ones that were in that pussy puff.
Well, and you know what? Stone fruit season's coming up.
Yeah.
So we're going to want some good peaches.
I'm going to want some of that in my salad. Peaches, plums. I love it.
Mm. Ugh, do you remember that salad
fruit.
We made last summer? It was really good. It was like orange and butter lettuce and avocado, and we topped it with grilled shrimp.
Ooh, yeah.
That was
good.
A good salad.
See, I need more salads.
I want to eat that all summer.
I want to come up with lots of good salads. Mm-hmm. So, but I think seeing some good vegetables will help.
Yeah.
And I'll probably just buy a lot, and I know they'll just rot in my fridge. But I'm going to try.
Okay. I made something weird last night. I had a craving for a turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Gelson's and I bought two turkey legs and I roasted them. And then, of course, I had the dripping, so I had to make gravy.
What did you do with the gravy? Just dip the leg
I
in it?
I dumped it on the potatoes that I roasted.
Oh, see?
Because gravy.
Now we're talking.
It was really good. Here's the thing. I feel like I could go without meat for a while, but I couldn't go without meat drippings.
I did make Passover-ish dinner earlier in the week, and I did have like a dilemma because everyone was sold out of brisket.
Oh.
And I substituted the brisket with short ribs and it was really good. It was like, it was almost the same. Like short ribs are good.
Yeah.
And I had the tangy tomato onion type sauce on it and it tasted really good.
For Passover, I just roasted a chicken with potatoes and the entire week, like I ate matzah with butter on it.
I made homemade matzah balls and I made homemade matzah meal.
I made matzah balls
because I couldn't find matzah meal. So I had to buy matzah and they only had gluten-free. Uh-oh. So I had to buy that pack of like 10 boxes.
Right.
Because that was the only matzah. So I still
like
have
the variety.
No, pack? It's just one type.
Ugh.
But it was like, all they had was like gluten-free and like some other weird, I was like, no, I just want plain matzah. Don't come at me with this.
The matzo balls, I made matzo ball soup this year and the matzo balls I made, I really liked the recipe. It was an Allison Roman recipe.
That's the one I made. The celery dill.
Well, I made my own soup part of it. Like I put dill in it.
With the seltzer water in the matzo balls?
Yes.
Yeah, those were excellent.
It was an excellent matzo ball. They were perfectly...
My broth came out so good, too.
I didn't make her broth because I had some chicken broth in the freezer that I used, like some stock that I had made earlier. And then, of course, another thing I had in my freezer was schmaltz. So I put the schmaltz in the chicken in the matzo balls, which gives them such a nice flavor.
I thought that was a really good matzo ball.
It was a great one. I'm going to use that recipe next
year.
Me too.
I ate so many because that was the day I got sick. And I just was like, thank God I have this broth
right. And
matzo balls.
Right.
And I just ate that for like 2 days.
That's why they call it Jewish penicillin.
It was really good. And I really liked her recipe.
I thought it was excellent.
They were really fluffy and but still hearty.
But not too fluffy.
It was perfect.
Because they weren't
falling
apart.
Because I don't like those ones that are hard balls.
No, these were like nice. They were springy.
They were really good. So yeah, that was my big cooking endeavors.
Me too.
I was going to make a pavlova and then I just didn't have the energy.
No.
I was like, you need to recover.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Right. I had ice cream. We ate the rest of that ice cream.
Oh, yum.
Other than that, had a pretty eventful day the other day when we had to take Melon to the vet. He's fine. He's fine. It was just a checkup because, you know, he hadn't had a checkup in a while. And the vet called back, said his blood work was normal. He just had a slight ear infection. So I've been giving him drops and he does not like drops.
He looks like he's in absolute misery, that picture you showed me.
Where after post giving him the drops?
Yeah. Ugh. Like he actually looks very upset.
Well, it's also that kind of ear medication that you have to keep in the fridge. So it's like cold going in.
Yeah. I mean, he actually looked like he was pouting.
He was pouting. Yeah. And he is the biggest baby, like getting put, like putting him in the carrier. And then the entire way on the entire drive there to the vet's office, he's howling. What is that? Who is that? Is that you?
I actually played something. Sorry.
Sounds like jazz.
I hit something. No. I have no idea what it was.
Anyway, he was a big baby and I like totally ran my mouth to the vet just telling like he's really sensitive. He's has a very strong complex inner life. I probably sounded like an insane person and he's like, "Yeah, cats are weird." I'm like, "No, he's really weird though."
Yeah. I have one of my foster kittens is a little under the weather and I was also explaining something to someone and they're like, "You're making it sound like he has a personality disorder," but he's 6 weeks old. And I was like, "Yeah, but there's something intentional about his behavior."
Right.
Like, he's stubborn or something. But yeah.
Look, some cats, like all four of my cats have very distinct personalities, but Melon has like several different distinct personalities.
Yes.
He has a range of emotions. So needless to say, he of course got some of the turkey that I cooked.
Well, that probably helped.
The turkey was a big hit with the cats last night.
Yeah.
They loved it.
They're like, "We like milk meat drippings."
They loved it. So they all got some turkey. My cats are very spoiled.
Yeah. That's great.
Anyway, we're going to go eat now.
Yeah.
We will talk about our restaurant adventure next mini episode.
Yes.
And then we'll see you for the main episode.
This week.
Later this week.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.